Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Conversation, folks. Just gave you a little big snippet of that song because you don't really hear it that much. Thank you and tuning in. And from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and from only begotten Son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Think about that as you go into your day to day. And that is actually a song called from the band Blind Divine. Is called Desire to Destroy. So check it out. They're a good band. They got some good music. Just wanted to give you a little snippet. Today on the program, doing a little bit of things different. It's a 1 hour program. Today we're going to talk about Chelsea and losing 3 points as Robert Van Persie scores a last minute goal in stoppage time. Also, the NASCAR point system changing every year. Thank you, Matt Kenseth. Republican candidate Jim Manahan in Schaumburg, Illinois, tried to vote for himself, and it kept coming up that he's voting for the Democrat. And that's happened more than just Chicago. Plus, don't worry, folks. Businesses and corporations don't change or create jobs or make jobs. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. What are you smoking? You know? We're also going to talk about how spending can lower the debt ceiling. And if you believe that one, folks, I got a bridge in New York. I'll be glad to sell you. So, welcome to the conversation. What a conversation we're going to have today. It's a new format, 1 hour. That's a great song. I'm talking about myself, but I love that song. It's great. It's just something I listen to every now and then. Manchester United. Robert Van Persie stealing 1 point from Chelsea. Actually, 2 points, because they should have gotten three, but Robert Van Persie's goal with 1 minute left in stoppage time, that's incredible. You know, that place rocked. And one thing that I think is coming up that's kind of scary is you don't know when Rooney got hurt in practice, and he might be ineligible to play for the derby this weekend against Manchester City. Now, I believe it's karma. I believe it is. You know, when he did something that could have potentially taken out a player, let me tell you something. That guy could have been permanently out. And I believe it's karma, you know. I really do. When Patty was, the announcer was on there going, Wayne Rooney, what you doing, son? What? That's uncalled for. What you doing? And it's true. What was he? I mean, that was, I don't know. That was just, in my opinion, unnecessary, uncalled for. But after a photo session, it saw him in visible discomfort. So, Remy Obifaco, he is having thigh problems still. And we need one of those two if we even have a shot at the Derby. So, I don't know. I think what Rooney did is button him in the butt. You know, that's just my opinion. You know, the team's getting turned around. You know, so as long as the players are healthy and they can play, the team's going to get better, in my opinion. It's going to take time. They got to learn to work together, you know. Just because they got Robert, just because they got Van Gaal or whoever, no matter who the coach is, they got to learn to work together. And learn to gel and learn to mesh. Man, my throat is dry today. Now we're going to thank our good friend, Matt Kenseth, for the point system we have in this place, in NASCAR, as we go into motorsports. And this Thursday, we get the actual IndyCar. Yeah, that's right. This Thursday, we'll have the IndyCar scheduled for 2015. Can't wait. But you look at someone like Matt Kenseth. He started this whole thing. Because in 2003, if you don't know or don't remember, last year, the Winston Cup, he won this championship and really didn't do much. And people got sand in their little cut between their legs and up their butt and everywhere. And ever since then, they tried to change it. And then they had several years where, oh, Jimmy Johnson has to do his best to start this race, and he will go into Homestead Miami Speedway already winning the championship. And the whole chase format, I believe, was meant to basically take and have winners coming into Homestead Miami Speedway. So there's three or four people that have the potential to win the championship in the last race. Hasn't really turned out that way. But that's what they're trying to do with this new format anyways. You know, because it's all going back to, well, where do you put the value on points? This is how you put value on points. You do a race. Okay, if you lead the most laps, you get 20 points. You win the race, let's say you get 50 points. Well, he led one lap and won the race. He led 60 laps and won the race. How do they both get 50 points? Well, they do get both. They both should get 50 points for winning the race. He should get a percentage based on how many laps he led. So, what a day. You know, it's crazy. And I'm looking into this because someone is saying, one of my callers is saying that they can't get me. So we will see. But the point system is always going to, there's always going to be controversy with the point system, I believe. That's just how I see, excuse me, NASCAR. Someone's always going to complain. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not this. It's not that. So, I don't know. I'm just one of those people that's, I think, a fair way to do it. A percentage for laps led, this is what you get if you lead the most laps, this is what you get if you win the race, this is what you get, let's say, if you lead a lap. And there you go. Call it a day. So, I don't know. Just changing it all the time, you know. sit there, take an off season, think about it, come up with something that you all can agree upon, that you can, but then as soon as they agree upon something, everyone likes it, then, well, he was, because of this and because of that, you know, it's never going to be pleasing to anyone. I remember when second place was a lap down. Wasn't on the lead lap. So, I mean, and I don't know. I just think it's going to be it's going to be a Danica Patrick thing. You know, she'd have to win 50 races to be considered somebody. It'd be a fluke if she won once, or she'd have to win at least twice. She shouldn't be there because she's a chip. Oh, man. There's always going to be something wrong with the point system, and you just got to get over it. You know. So that's where we're at. And with that much, anyways, I just get so frustrated with NASCAR. And all these. Every time you turn around, there's the change of rules and this and that. You know, it's called NASCAR. The National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Yeah. There ain't no stock cars out there anymore. I mean, I still love the sport and still will. It just gets frustrating when... Because I'm sure something will happen with this point system that they won't like and have to redo it, or who knows. Maybe not next year, but the following year. So I know they'll always continue to adjust it. So, enough about NASCAR. I don't really talk about it that much, but I've only had a half an hour easy to talk on my program, so that's how it works. Now, I still have people on my Facebook, believe it or not, with the approval rating he has, I still have people on my Facebook and people just in general were like, if Barack Obama was white, you would kiss his ass, and yada, 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 yada. Well, okay, well, that's the case. And I would not kiss his butt if he was white. What crack are you smoking? Hillary Clinton. We need to let people know, and you need to let people know that no one's going to convince you that corporations and businesses create jobs. Are you kidding me? That's just, wow, that's scary. And she's about 95% chance going to be our president. Are you kidding me? I don't get it, man. Businesses and corporations don't create jobs. You got to think about that for a little bit. That's going to tie into my next segment where I'm going to show you how you can spend your way out of debt. You know, and if you believe that, you know, I got a bridge in New York. I'll be glad to sell you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But seriously, folks, private sector is the one that creates most of the jobs for the people. How are you going to sustain a country on stimulus bills that give people $26 an hour to repair roads? How is that going to keep this country going? We're going to take out loans to repair roads. How is that going to sustain any type of long-term growth? That's not going to happen, folks. My thing is kind of pre-programmed on my show, and it comes up a lot because I used to do some paranormal shows back in the day. And it's kind of tied to my next comment. I said it best on this program once. He goes, you could have a UFO land on the White House lawn and be interviewed on CBS News with an extraterrestrial being interviewed by Dan Rather, and people would still not believe you. You could have Tom Brokaw interview him. People would still not believe you. You could have Larry King interview him. Put the UFO on display. Whatever. That's a lie. Whatever. But there are people that would still not believe you. There are people that... There's a girl that I work with that one of my buddies, Malcolm, went up to her and they're like, you believe in God? And she doesn't. And I'm like, she doesn't believe in God? We have one in our building. we have someone that doesn't believe in God. Let's lock the doors. Let's keep her in here for a while. You know, let me take apart my watch and put it in a bag and shake it for 5 million years. The chances of it coming back and being a working watch are slim to none, you know. To think that all order in the world happens by chaos. I can't believe in a cosmic belt. There you go. The sun, the moon, the stars, no. Something had to create us. God. You know, it's just... crazy to think that someone cannot believe in God. Just like it's crazy to think that businesses and corporations don't create jobs. What creates jobs is people doing. Fox News said it best. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's what Kennedy said. And like Fox News said, no one in their right minds would ever be able to keep or stay in the game with that philosophy. They won't. People want. We're getting the money. We're getting the money. We're getting the money. Barack Obama's going to get us some money. Well, where's he getting it? I don't know, but we're going to get the money. We're getting the money. Yeah. The Purdue chickens is my best example. I told this dude at work, I said, you're like a Purdue chicken. He goes, excuse me? I said, yep. You'd be doing some mighty careful stuff and even probably considering not even to touch that food if you knew what was going to happen at the end. You know what happens at the end of that food line? You get taken on a truck, taken to a facility where you're hung and shackled by your feet. You're gone through a electrical water bath that stuns you enough to render you unconscious that they can slit your throat and slaughter you for chicken wings. If you knew what was happening, what was going to happen in the very end from that free food you're getting from Mr. Purdue at Purdue Farms, or that Tyson chicken farmer, you'd probably think twice about eating that food. You'd be trying to find your first way out of there. Herbert, guess what? We eat this food, we're going to be slaughtered. Well, let's get out of here. You know, most people in this country, they're wanting money. They're wanting stimulus. They're wanting all this help. They're wanting all this stuff without knowing what the consequences of that help. You know, they would take $100,000. Thank you. Yeah, well, because you didn't really read this, but in the terms and agreements, if you'd have read that 85 pages, we killed your mother and father and your uncle and your aunt. What? You know, if they really knew what was going to happen at the end when they take all this, when they support all this spending and spending and spending, you know, baseball cards from the 50s and early 60s are really valuable in the 40s and 30s because there's not many of them. And the one or two that are left are rare, and even rarer in good condition because no one did what you do now. No one back then put them in protective cases and kept them all nice and neat. They took the baseball cards and they used them for their bicycles to make them sound like motorcycles. And there's very few left and they're valuable because there's not much. The dollar is not valuable that much because there's so much of it out there. They keep printing it and printing it and printing it. The nickel, like 3 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, had a 7 cent mill value. That's why they altered the formula for the nickel. Devaluing our currency, something that Kennedy wanted to keep there. Oh, wow. How do we break through to the other side? How can we find something that can bring us together, that can take a left person and a right person and put them at the table and say, yes, sir, I want to shake your hand because we agree on something. Look at Glenn Beck and you have Penn Jillette. Two opposite people in the world. One is a Christian believing Mormon. One is a total atheist. But they can come together on many issues. as a American person, you should be outraged that someone like Cheryl Atkinson, a CBS reporter, was having a government program on her computer that was spyware on her home computer and her office computer, spying on her because she was trying to find out what was going on with Fast and Furious and Benghazi and some of these things, wanting the truth. And like she's gonna, like she said, like what's in her upcoming book was I'm gonna buy. And so you would be all over this story. I'm trying to give you to put on the evening news. You'd be all over this. If it was a Republican that had said it, you would have a 5-hour primetime special on the Republican doing this. But because it's a Democrat, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to talk about it. Just throw it under the rug. Because it's a Democrat, not a Republican. You know, we need to treat everyone equal. If a Republican does something bad, hang their ass. If a Democrat does the same thing, hang their ass. Why is it okay for Barack Obama to talk about all the jokes he did? But when George Bush was running for president, well, you know what? How can he be running for president if there are people in his own state that are in prison for doing what he all but will admit to doing? This guy has done what we know George Bush has done, but we won't admit it. He's in prison for doing it. He's running for president. Like that one lady said, and I said this before, if Sarah Palin was a Republican, they'd be kissing her ass. If you heard that, I said it backwards. They're not kissing her ass because she's a Republican. They're scorning her. If she was a Democrat, they'd be, oh, she's just a wonderful... That's why we need to get people to be Democrats but have the view like Ben Carson, have the view like Ron Paul, you know, and Ted Cruz. Have all these people that have them listed as Democrats. Because we know that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and a lot of them are progressives. Yeah, they say Republican in the title, but they're progressives. My buddy that I work with, we love each other. He's like my brother. I love him to death. We just disagree. He still thinks Obama's, nothing's wrong with him. And vice versa. But if you're not going to be given the same airtime for the same stories, something's wrong. And Cheryl Atkinson is basically being, you know, having her own government investigating what she's doing. She's a journalist. I'm sorry, she's a journalist. That's basically what she is. When did we ever get to a part in this country where the government is looking into what you're investigating or what you're finding out? Well, she might be getting on to Fast and Furious and Benghazi. We need to do something. It's scary. You know, when people are being fined for having an American flag. Now, I said this last week. I understand if there's a flagpole law. Like, you're not, like, the Homeowners Association since 82 is not allowed flagpoles. That's different. But when you can't wave an American flag, well, see, we have this ordinance that says that you can't have flags waving, yada, yada, yada. Well, that would, you would assume that would have nothing to do with flagpoles. Or, you know, if you have a flagpole and you know, and there's no, because I guarantee you there's a place where you can have a flagpole, but you can't have a flag. I guarantee you there is. One of my listeners is probably like, well, if you go to this state right here, but it would be common sense to say to yourself, okay, an American flag is not in that realm of no banners being flown. A state flag would be something that common sense would say, hello, that's not part of the ban. you know, if there's a reason behind the ban, like, okay, you know, we have this, we have something where this will interfere, you know, we have a medical thing and, you know, and yada, 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 and something that you can legitimately, it doesn't matter what it is, you're going to interfere with this medical thing or whatever, then if we, you can truly justify it and say, okay, on the side of your house, if you hang a flag down like this, no problem. Banner, no problem. But, and when people are being fined for having an American flag, or a guy that went to vote, oh, yeah, you got to take off that NRA hat. Well, that is, has like, NRA, and I think underneath his business, and it's bunching. I'm like, well, first, because it looks Republican, I'm like, well, I'd be like, well, are they going to tell me I've already voted? So I, a couple times I voted at University Place, so I didn't have my gun on me. But if I'm not at University Place, I'm always conceal and carry when I vote. I always conceal and carry. I mean, I can't put a cap in my pocket or my back and behind my pants. I can't conceal a cop on me. Too big. That's why I gotta carry a gun. I pray to God I'm never in a situation where I have to use my training in firearms. But I know I have that in the event that I need it. You don't have a fire extinguisher praying to God there's a fire. You don't. For that unfortunate incident where you need that firearm or you need that fire extinguisher or that burglar alarm, it's there. It's supposed to be the prevent-all. See, I've got this. You don't got anything. Run. Then I call the police and say, hey, I conceal and carry. A guy knows I conceal and carry. When he found out he had nothing, he took off and ran. This is what he looked like. I'm going to be here so you can take my statements, more, whatever. Yada, yada, yada. That's where we're at, folks. But it's like this stuff with the IRS is coming out, you know. My whole point in all these kind of different things that are all under one roof is, okay, there's stuff coming out with the IRS about it. Will it ever change? Well, when are we going to sit there and say, okay, how do we come together and say, okay, enough. 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 Sorry. Excuse me. Enough. You know? Because it's kind of like, I feel like this country is turning into that alcoholic. You know? Don't do it again. Don't do it, like, until we do something majorly, they're just going to keep basically screwing us. If nothing's going to happen to them, they're just going to keep on going. You know, that's why I believe Pete Carroll went to the NFL. Look at what Bill Belichick was doing. He was cheating. He was finding out what their plays were so he could help better his team. And they didn't really do basically anything to him. They slapped him on the wrist. They didn't take away his NFL Super Bowls or anything. But guess what? That's why he went to the NFL. I'm like, well, that's what I did, and I got in trouble with USC, so I'm just going to go to the NFL. Bill Belichick, it's way we're cheating. Hey, way to go. Well, that's what this government is. If no one's really going to upheaval, and if there's not going to be groups of people at the White House in protest, hey, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. As long as we can get away with it, why not? All right? Wow. You know, just one of those things. just one of those things that just like, how do we come together as a nation instead of our differences? You know, how can we take a Baptist, a Catholic, a Protestant, Irish Catholic, Greek Orthodox, or Russian Orthodox, how can we all come together? Why can't we just come together on what we agree upon instead of what we disagree upon? You know, how can we, and I think that's one thing that Glenn Beck is sort of like me, like, where do we go from here? I remember they used to have the thing, it was like, Carlton Sheets, like, no money value system, and like, it's just like, day one, what do you do, where do you go, how do you start, and, you know, and it's just like, I think that's where a lot of us are. What do we do now? We speak our mind, but they don't listen. I still think, because I vote for some libertarians and some independents, but a lot of people will tell you, a vote for them is a vote that would have went to a Republican, but they're going to, and I'm like, screw it. I want it, you know, until, you know, eventually we're going to change. Eventually something's going to happen in this country. I'm just scared about this winter because everyone's going to get the flu and think they have Ebola. You know, so many people are going to panic. You know, they're not going to be honest and upfront about Ebola. They're not going to. They don't want us to panic. I'm the exact opposite. I'm going to have the doctor like, tell me straight up, doc. Am I going to die? That's what I want to know, you know. That's what I want to know. I don't want to be candy-coated, you know. I want to know what we can do about it to fix it, if anything. Like I said last week, no one's going to sit there and be like, well, this person may have contracted a boy, but she sits in the house all day because she's unemployed. No, it's all these people who are like, yes, she is a tour guide on a cruise ship, and she's been on 17 cruise ships since she might have been infected 4 days ago, potentially infecting millions. But, I did see positive things, because Obama was giving a speech yesterday. It was on Fox News, and they showed all these people, blacks in particular, walking out of a speech with Barack Obama. Thank you for doing that. And the problem we have in this country is we have a race identity problem. And what I mean by that is when the evidence of Ferguson, the Ferguson case in Missouri, the evidence showed through the autopsy that he did not have his hands in the air. They could prove it. Oh, but he had to have he was innocent. He had his hands in the air. Well, how come the evidence showed that he was trying to grab the gun via the autopsy? That person's doing an autopsy. He don't care. He's just trying to find out how this person died. And what does rioting and looting do anyways? How does that solve anything? Like that one lady that owns a black lady that owns a salon, a bunch of Tea Party people went in there and they said, you know what, we want to help you out. And they bought gift certificates to hand out. And they went in there to get their hair cut and all this stuff. We're going to start using your salon from now on. And it's like barbershop, salon, haircut in place. And she was on the Glenn Beck program because she goes, you were 100% the exact opposite of what I was always told a Tea Party person was. And it's like, no, a Tea Party person is someone that cares about this country and will do whatever it can to help this country in the positive way, moving forward. We don't care. You know, they interview these people that are going to be on the Glenn Beck program. Like, what do you think about the Redskins? Oh, they need to change their name. First of all, they probably haven't watched one game. They've had heads of Native American tribes there at the games. It was Native Americans who named it. I'm not going to use the word, but if you started a team in Washington called the Washington Negroes, I won't use the real word, and black people named the team, how could you be offended by it if it was black people who named the team? I could see if at the time when they named the team, that was not offensive, but now that is offensive, that's okay. That's different. They named the team. It's not like they're not the people that you're making the people that the term would offend aren't offended. And if it's that offensive, why wasn't this brought up 20 years ago? Someone said, then you need to buy up a bunch of the Washington Redskins. My girlfriend said this. Buy up all the Washington Redskins stuff because guess what? If you do, it might be valuable someday if they change their name. You know? I just sit here and I'm thinking as the show is going on, like, where do we go from here? How do we, you know, these voting machines that are voting, like in Delaware County in Maryland, they've had several voting machines that were hardwired, basically, I believe, and when you selected the Republican, it went right to the Democrat. It's like that Republican Jim in Schaumburg, Illinois, that tried to vote early for himself and kept coming up as a Democrat. How many people voted on that machine before someone caught it? That's what I've told people. There's a review screen. Go to it and make sure it has selected who you wanted to vote for. And if not, they can change it. And if they will not change it, then you call somebody. I don't care if you call the police. I don't care if you call your governor or senator. You call somebody and say, hey, I want to vote for this person. And every time I do, it comes up as me voting for the Democrat, not the Republican. I'm trying to vote for this Libertarian, and it won't let me. And they won't change. And I know they can change it, or they can make it so I can, and they're not doing it. And I take my thing out of the machine, and I go somewhere else. You have a right. You may disagree with the Black Panther, but they have the right to speak their mind, folks. They do. You have a right to vote for who you want to vote for. Look at that recall screen and make sure, okay, did I vote for this person? You know, I can look for, okay, I voted for four independents. I voted for four independents or five independents or whatever. I voted for three Democrats. I voted for three Democrats. Okay, yeah, I voted for these three. Yep. For the most part, if three or four of the votes are right, then pretty safe to assume that they're good throughout. So that's how I look at life with voting. If you have a problem, say something. But you just wonder how many people voted on the machine and didn't even. And since it's not every machine, they can claim it's a glitch. But still, you could probably have several hundred people use those machines before they're caught. And then they may, you know, but those, they didn't even continue. They just took them out of service. They didn't try to fix them. They just took them out, period. Not using them, sorry. And they're investigating them. We know what that means. Oh, crap, they're under us. What's like in that last presidential election when they had a town of 18,000 registered voters that had 20,000 votes? I told that someone, he's like, and the first thing he said was, you know what, there were places that had only John McCain votes or only Mitt Romney votes. You know, I said, you're so stupid, it's not even funny. He goes, I'm not stupid, you're like, I didn't say the votes were for one or the other. I said there were more votes cast in that city than there are registered voters. How can you have more people vote than there are people registered to vote? It's not a function of everyone learned from Mitt Romney or vice versa. But no one cares. Barack Obama's birth numbers don't make sense. If he was born on a Friday, why are his numbers, you know, why are his numbers all messed up? I mean, if you realize that, if he was born on Monday, why are his numbers higher than someone that was born on Friday? When your number is the number you're born. Like, if you're born, if you're the first one, you're one. If you're the second baby, you're two. And so on. If he was born on Monday, how can he be the thousandth baby if there are people that were born on Friday? That have 200. You know, why would he have a higher number? If he was born sooner than this person, he should have a lower number, not a higher number. He was born technically before this person, but has a higher number. None of it makes sense, but no one cares. That's my whole point of why this rant. No one cares. How do we get people to wake up and say, okay, we've got to do something to fix this country before it's all gone? We need to look into Houston, where they're trying to take away your religious freedoms. Well, yeah, and I know as a Catholic, when you go into confessional, you're not allowed to talk about what he said, but you have to. You have to tell me what he said. We're going to subpoena your sermon, and we're going to have people in your church to listen to your sermon to make sure you don't talk about stuff you're not legally allowed to. I'd say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to talk about whatever I want to, and if you don't like it, well, go to hell. Excuse my French, but you got to stand up somewhere. And the lady that did that, they've sent her thousands and thousands of Bibles, and I guess she's just going to hand them out. Going to use it as a political thing. I'm a good person because I'm going to churches and handing out Bibles, even though I'm the same person that's going to make sure that you can only say what I want you to say in your sermon, and it's going to have to be approved, and I'll have people that are going to be in that church listening to make sure you don't deviate from the thing that the script you gave me, of what you can and cannot say. Like Joel Osteen. Obama's a great Christian, and he's doing a wonderful job. I just walked over, unless he's just trying to kiss butt. Oh, it's no respect for him. I'll speak my mind out about anyone I disagree with. Color doesn't matter. I almost joked to my buddy. I said, well, he goes, man, you may not be doing this more stuff negative against Obama. I'm like, don't worry, I won't have to. Give it about 6 months and I'll probably lose all my freedom of speech. But how do we come together as a nation to fix what's going on? Tim Horton, a Canadian coffee shop, is now it's a Canadian company, or it's going to be. I haven't really heard much more about that, but, you know, places are going overseas that were American companies because the taxes are so high in this country. Why aren't they doing something to keep businesses here? And I think companies are just wanting to see, well, guess what, folks? This will sum up our country as a whole. If they're not going to do whatever they need to do to keep Burger King here and we go to Canada, guess what? Don't blame us. Blame them. You know what? A marriage is a two-way street. It is. A relationship is a two-way street. You got to learn to work together. You may not agree about everything. You may want to fold the towel when you need to roll it to stick it up in the thing. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. I've never heard of that restaurant. You decide. Okay, let's have pizza. I'll eat anything. Let's have pizza. I don't want pizza. You said anything. No, I don't really want that. Well, when you decide, I don't really know what I want. Let's just have pizza. Marriages and relationships take compromise. You know, they do. You may not always agree, or, well, I guess I'm going to have to live with it. I wanted a desert sage, and you got desert sienna. Well, I can't see. Well, screw it. I'm going to take the paint back, and I'm going to get wallpaper. But you got to compromise. You got to come to the middle at some point. Where is that middle with this country? Where is that middle where, hey, he's a complete ultra-mega progressive socialist liberal, but he's a conservative. Where can we dot that I? Where can we cross that T and meet and say, hey, we both want the same thing? What would that same thing be? I don't know, considering he wants government control and believes that the government is the creator of all things, and he believes that the business and corporations are the ones that create jobs. That's how it is. Where do we find that middle ground? Well, that middle ground usually is the analogy that I take of a boat filling up with water. You're getting 1,000 gallons of water an hour into that boat. The Republican conservative wants to take out 100 gallons of water. The Democrat wants to take out 50 gallons of water. Let's compromise. Let's go 75 gallons of water. That's halfway between 50 and 100. What does it matter anyways? Even if you take out 100 gallons of water like the Republican says, every hour you're still having 900 gallons of water get into that boat. It's still going to sink. Let's say you have a dentistry shop. You're a dentist. Say you're a doctor. Say you're a restaurant. How do you keep your business going? Not by more government regulations, by less. If you got to sit there and spend 20 hours after work every day trying to make sure you're complying with all these rules and regulations and taxes, and you're not going to go anywhere. Government gets in the way. It doesn't help. I look at the government like a lottery. How many people actually, what happens when most people win the lottery? They're broke in 5 years. End of list. Case closed. But that's where we're at, you know. We're like a lottery. Oh, I just keep spending and spending and spending and spending. Well, if people would open up their eyes, they would realize, well, he was against spending under Bush. Now he wants to spend like there's no tomorrow. It doesn't matter what the spending is. I actually got into it with a guy at work because he thinks that Bush knew all about 9/11. Okay, let's say he did. That's pretty, I don't know. Who knows? I never really cared for, you know, the last real president I really truly stood up for was Ronald Reagan. And that's just someone that I really, you know, that there's no, he's not there anymore. There's not that person that's in politics right now that's like that besides Ted Cruz and a couple handful of people, and those people are like so ridiculed. Like, it's bad. Like, what they're doing is wrong, and how demonizing them. They're standing on the right side, and basically, what side are you going to be on? You know, when you have 3/4 of the nation, like I always say, they get the college kids get some news from Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart. Case closed. When people vote, and after they're voting, well, do you think it was a good thing that Barack Obama took Sarah Palin as running mate? Yeah, I think she'll do a great job. you know, when people who have voted or support like Barack Obama or anybody that don't know, I mean, there are these rednecks that were interviewed that were like in deep, deep Kentucky and still felt like Bush was president. You know, no voting. Know who you're voting. Know who's Nancy Pelosi. I don't know. Should I read them? I don't know anybody. You know, when I asked these college kids, well, and they couldn't even begin to tell you. So let me see here. Dude, it was England who we lost to. No, it wasn't England. We didn't get our independence from China. No, it's Russia, you fool. We got our independence from Russia. There are in the Revolutionary Wars in response to Russia. No, it was Japan, because they tried to take back control of our country during Pearl Harbor. You know, you're not going to go anywhere in the restaurant business if you try to follow the lead of something that hasn't succeeded. You know, if you don't know your history, how can you go forward? Because you're not going to know, okay, what's worked, what hasn't worked. You know, a GJ ideology is not going to work. Where I am Kyle Wilcox and I created everything and you will bow down to me and even when I die, I will run the country like North Korea. They're in the toilet. They don't have anything. They don't. You need to know your history of what works and what doesn't work, folks. That's when you'll find out where you are. This socialism that this country's trying to go in has never worked. Never will work. No matter how they spin it. We need to find a way to take the people on the left and bring them together. But it's pretty hard when you have all this money coming in. And, yeah, tobacco's bad, but they just gave me $250,000 and I get to use their jet whenever I want. Well, maybe you need to get back the money in the jet and say, you know what? Our public health is more important. I know they gave me $2 million, but pharmaceutical company, here it's back. Marijuana is safe. I know why it's illegal. Marijuana is illegal for one reason. Because it can cure cancer, it can eliminate deforestation, it can make a biodegradable plastic, and then it can keep us from our dependence on oil, natural gases, and fossil fuels. All those billion-dollar corporations are going to use all that money. That's why it's illegal. And when you get money from those corporations, why would you want to stop giving that money? That's how it is, folks. The government's nothing but a big money laundering operation, and lobbyists are a big part of it. Until people start saying, you know what, tobacco's bad, I'm sorry, I don't care, e-cigarette, no e-cigarette, chew, whatever. We need to regulate how that is sold so that we don't get our kids hooked on that garbage. I don't care. Give me $1 million. Give me $20 million. You're not going to buy my vote. This country is not going to change until people stand up and say, hey, like they did with Barack Obama, and walk out. It's a start. We need to come together and say, hey, you're a liberal progressive. We're going to talk until we can find something that we both agree upon and go from there. But always remember, folks, you're always going to have that person that's never going to believe you no matter what. Like the video where Michelle Obama states that they went back to Barack Obama's home nation of Kenya, Africa, to do AIDS testing to prove there's nothing to be ashamed of. But he's an American. He was born in Hawaii, even though Michelle has said it on a couple of occasions that they've gone back to his birthplace of Kenya, Africa. You know, I've shown that to people and they still don't believe. So take it with a grain of salt. Got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks. And I just want to thank you all for tuning into this hour program. And just think about life and just live and give back. Do it. You know, I've given $20 to Starbucks, and then the next couple people that come in buy their drinks on me. Okay. I didn't like, you know, you know, one of my friends, she went to Kmart, and here's your stuff. Somebody came in and paid for a bunch of the layaway items. Yours is paid for. He didn't have to do that. He did it. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, well. You don't do things in this world because you have to. Do it because it's the right thing to do. It's not a Christian thing. It's, you don't have to be Christian to help someone else, to be there for someone. Most Christians are, and that's what we do, but you don't have to be. You don't. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Do it because it's basically... I get so much joy out of doing stuff for my girl. Almost more than her doing something for me. I just love to see her light up. And that's like when, like if you're friends with me on Facebook and you saw that engagement video I shot, that was a retake we did, because when I was going to do it, I'm like, if I film this or have this filmed, she's going to know something's up, and I just want her true reaction of having any clue, because we always give each other stuff every time we see each other, and she has thousands of things. So that's what I did. I'm like, yeah. And that look on her face and her banger in tears, you know, I'll put it like this. I had a hard time getting out the words, "Will you marry me?" So I don't know how we're going to do the vows at the wedding. Yes, honey, I talk about you on air. That's what you get when you have a chef that's a vegetarian and vegan and cook and baker and radio host and all that and support group leader and all that. Yeah, I do too much. But I wouldn't have it any other way, you know. I just do, what would Jesus do? I just give back to people because it's the right thing to do, and it's what's going to get this country going forward, doing for others and coming together with what we agree upon instead of what we don't agree upon. Thank you so much for tuning in to this new one-hour program. Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a great day. Goodbye.